At the moment, we're just an area. We're just finishing up now the local roads. And to be quite honest with you, each area now is just getting about maybe two roads. And then years ago, we were talking about a road maybe getting a mile done. Now we're hardly getting half of a kilometre done. So the department tells us we should be doing about 6% of our roads every year just to keep them in the poor condition that they're in. And I understand we're doing something like 2.5. So you can actually see the roads deteriorating in front of you, never mind the long wet winters or the frost or even the hot sun that was melting up the roads. Like, so we and our municipal district have been waiting for 2 years to try and meet the minister to try and convince him to try and give us some more money for the general roads. And what I've been pointing out time and time again is, have we got a small allocation from the national primary and the motorway fund, and a small diversion of money from there to local roads would make a massive, massive difference. Because, you know, it's the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, and our roads are literally disintegrating in front of us.
And this is following on from some minor works carried out at the local sports club there, and it will make a huge difference to that area in particular.
Yeah, well, because we're prioritising the worst roads in the areas, and it's very hard to differ from one to the other, we're also trying to do a bottom-up approach. And there's a lot of community roads that are very important to sports clubs and very important to tourism and for people generally to get out and about and walk. And then, for example, St Mary's Convoy GAA Club, all of the members of the St Ireland Municipal District, we all come together and agreed that we need to be doing some bottom-up roads. And we've done that and a few other minor roads, but these are small specific grants. These grants are not intended for the county roads, so it's not that they're inverting money from county roads to community roads. That's not the case, but it's a local road staff that are doing the work, and they've done an excellent job there. And St Mary's GA Club in Conway is just one example of for that, you know, where it's kind of a bottom up as well. You know, that road may have been wait many, many years, but for the councillors in the area, I come together and said, look, let's do a bottom up here as well. So, you know, the money has been well spent. It is value for money, and you know, the workmanship and everything is there to be seen. We're using better materials now and everything, but just simply not getting enough money for either county roads or these community assisted schemes or LISs, like where we can build footpaths and make the environment a lot safer. The amount of claims going on at the moment against the county council is unbelievable. We're talking about millions. I know our local engineers in Dublin there just last week fending off a case for a trip. And, like, you know, we need to spend the money in court cases or spend it on tearing ships.